Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is Richard Seamer, Deputy Commissioner and Chief Information Officer at the New York City Human Resources Administration. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Stuart Vinsky. Rich, given the breadth, size, and diversity of services and programs provided by HRA, would you tell us more about your IT strategy managing such a significant portfolio?
I have a very large development staff, and we have a portfolio of over 400 applications. What I am trying to do strategically is to create an environment so that along the lines of service-oriented architecture, so that redundant processes can be available to people to use so that we can more efficiently develop applications by using these redundant processes.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier as one of your main challenges, IT governance. And I would like to sort of delve into that because governance is a key to any organization's ability to effectively respond to something and to keep controls and changes as needed. Would you elaborate on your efforts to enhance IT governance within your agency to foster an enterprise view?
When I first took over, one of the biggest things that I realized was that we had no way of being accountable, not only within MIS, but as an agency, in terms of making sure that what we were working on was in alignment with what the commissioner wanted. I contacted some people in some other agencies who had some models. I spoke to both vendors and people in other departments, the Department of Information Technology and Telecommunications, which is the city's central IT office, was of some assistance too. You know, and when I was first got the job, I thought that I was all powerful and I could get, any resources I wanted. And, you know, and then I quickly realized that just like in my family, I wasn't a big shot. So I had to scale down my idea. I wanted to implement immediately a project management office. So ultimately, what I did was we are a service organization. And that's my job, to be support and to be of service to the program areas. I established relationships with this service, with the program areas, and I emphasized good customer service, being responsible, telling people when you were going to do something, committing it to a project plan, and saying this is the scope of what we're going to do, this is when I'm going to do it. They always have the option of changing that. But when they did, I let them know it. And I engaged them and I said, listen, if you're going to tell me this now, and I implemented regular meetings with the senior level staff of the program areas, and I said, this is our portfolio for you. If you want to change this, it's going to affect this, 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 or this. You make the call. I'll do whatever you tell me to do, but you make the call. And that way, there was governance being put over them, but they were responsible for it. And I thought that that was a strategic way to allow them to say, you know, what they thought was important, for them to be aware of what we were doing for them. I had a level of credibility with this program areas. And so they trusted that what I said I could get done, I could deliver.
And it's really a trusted business advisor to the program leaders.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, of course, I meet with Commissioner Doar directly. He has a broader view of things. And so there are times when, he understands the value of something that I don't see from my level.
I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about green computing. Lots of government agencies are now taking green computing seriously, and both private sector and local agencies are pursuing green solutions. Would you elaborate on your efforts to be good environmental stewards and move toward green computing?
Sure. You know, Mayor Bloomberg implemented a couple of years ago, Planet, I guess they call it. And in his way, he was very forward thinking about green initiatives. And he's laid out a plan, mostly led by DOIT and DOIT Commissioner Carol Post, wherein he's looking for a data center consolidation. He's looking for us to maximize the resources that we have and at the same time become more green about how we run our operations, whether it has to do with we can reduce electrical. One of the technologies that we've leveraged is virtualization. Virtualization has allowed us to consolidate and reduce the number of servers that we have. We've done some of data center consolidation. When I got into my position, our network wasn't as resilient or reliable or redundant. We're in over 100 sites in the city, but we have 30 or so cash assistance offices and 30 food stamp offices. We had a mini data center at each one of those sites. The network infrastructure wasn't there, and we couldn't afford the chance that the network would go down. We were able to build out our network, but we have a lot of redundancy and a lot of capacity in the space where I am now. We were able to take out all of those data centers, not only made sure that we were being more green in terms of we didn't have to operate these 30 mini data centers, but it made our operation more efficient because we could do more with the equipment that we had back in central office and reduce really the need for the individual maintenance at all those sites.
As a follow-up, could you tell us more about your efforts to move toward a thin client environment? First, what is thin client technology and how does it differ from other types of operating environment? And second, could you elaborate on the benefits of going in this direction and the status of your implementation efforts in this area?
In a traditional architecture, there is a network and you have desktops. And on those desktops, there's software. In thin client technology, it allows you to centralize the provisioning of all those applications and not have the need for the as much infrastructure locally at the end user side or software or operating systems or maintenance on the end user side. So thin client technology actually allows you to streamline the maintenance and reducing that electrical, but also the management of all the patching and the updates that we have to do to programs. We can do it in one place now. We don't have to worry about, okay, I have to send this out to over 18,000 desktops that we have in over 100 sites throughout the city. We've piloted a hardware solution at one of our job centers, and it worked very well. The people actually noticed improved response. You know, we surveyed the staff before and after, and they gave us kudos on the technology. We were ready to expand that implementation through virtualization of desktop and through technologies like Citrix, where you can web-enable applications. We've been able to provision more of a thin client technology for certain of our applications. A lot of our applications are older and were written with what they call a fat client, which required software on the desktop, if you will, to execute. And through the use of things like Citrix and VMware, we've been able to develop a more thin client approach where we can execute those from the back end. We continue to press on with that. We have some challenge with virtualizing the desktop and all of the applications that we have, but we're attacking them and it's moving in the right direction.
So you've mentioned a couple of times virtualization, and I'd like for our folks out there to understand what is virtualization?
So virtualization is really the ability to maximize the resources available. Virtualization allows you to combine those, shares the server resources among all the applications and gives it to them on an as-needed basis so that we can provision the resources needed when they're needed, at the point that they're needed, and consolidate and make more efficient the use of the servers that we have.
Are you in an implementation phase or is it pretty much operational now?
Well, thanks to some of the leadership that's been provided by DoIT, and like I said, Carol Post has been very supportive about this. DoIT did citywide enterprise-wide contract for software virtualization. And so HRA jumped right on it. We had over 1,000 servers, but we've been able to reduce by about 60% of those servers now have been virtualized. And we keep moving on.
For human service agencies, one of the great advantages of technology has been the ability to share data among workers and agencies, et cetera, more easily. But it's also made organizations more vulnerable to unlawful and destructive penetration. Would you elaborate on your efforts to improve IT security, and what are some of the ways your office protects personally identifiable information?
We take very seriously the idea about protecting client information, and this goes way back, before HIPAA was a big thing and stuff like that. There are certain social service law mandates that obviously are imposed upon us, but we try very hard. The first thing we did was come off the public network. Right? We have our own private network within HRA. Within all the sites that we have firewalls put up. Anybody who comes in from the outside actually has to go through two levels of security because everybody goes through DO-IT when they come in, and they come through HRA's firewall. Whenever we send information out or receive information, it's done through a secure protocol, and it's encrypted on the way in and the way out. You know, we're very confident about that. We use virtual private networks, which allow people who have to come into us just to tunnel in and just be restricted to what they have to get to, and they can't get to other things. So in those ways, we provide security around all the data that we have. But, you know, the funny thing is, I think our biggest threat is internally. And I think that one of the things that I enacted, and much to the chagrin of a lot of people, is that when we put PCs out there, I locked down the CD drives, the flash drives, because it just makes it too easy for people to walk out with information.
How is the city of New York using technology to transform the delivery of human services? We will ask Richard Seamer, Deputy Commissioner and Chief Information Officer at the New York City Human Resources Administration, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.